Parenting is a word that's being tossed around a lot lately, and a lot of people don't know what its actual meaning is, which makes the word kind of irrelevant right now. People are not using it correctly, and it kind of allows people to stop themselves from being accountable on the role that they play in the children's life. So this is what we're going to talk about today. For those who don't know me, my name is Danielle C. Baker. I am a registered early childhood educator who specializes in effective and values-based parenting. I do help parents navigate the realities of parenting, the real parenting. And I absolutely love what I do. So don't get it twisted, though. When you're working with me, we're going to be putting your child's needs first. So you're going to have to put the ego and the pride aside. And let's get to it. So parenting, hello, hello, hello. I just thought I'd get the word out there right now. I am Danielle C. Baker. Welcome to the Talk to Danielle podcast. And before we get started, be sure to like, follow, subscribe to whichever channel you're listening or watching from. And a little bit about myself. I am, like I said so many times, Danielle C. Baker. I am the founder and CEO of Being Connected. And what I do is a lot of consulting. I work with families who struggle with parenting issues, with behavioral issues in their children, how to correct that, and how to give them the support that they need to build the village that they need. And this is what we're going to be talking about today is parenting. And again, something new this year for season two. This episode is brought to you by the Self-Esteem Doctor Online Academy. The lovely Dr. Simone Alicia has loads and loads and loads of resources on helping your child with low self-esteem, with their confidence. Works with children, teenagers, and even adults. I love to kind of flip through all of her resources. So I will add the link in the comments and then the descriptions for you to be able to check it out. Be sure to have a look at it, and that will help you a lot in so many different ways. She is absolutely amazing. So again, to parenting is a word that is being used so much today. People are just throwing it there because it's popular. But they don't understand the magnitude of what it actually means and what it represents. And that's what makes it difficult for anybody who are raising children to get the help that they need, because it's not a trend. Sorry to say this, having children is not a trend. Caring for children is not a trend. It's a moral obligation. And so we're going to kind of pick at it. I'm going to dissect the word today and what it represents now, because what parenting meant 200 years ago is not the same as it did 50 years ago. And it doesn't even look anything like what it has been for the last year or two. So let's grab right into it. If we're looking at a definite definition of what parenting is it's something that promotes and supports the physical, emotional, social, and cognitive development from infancy to adulthood. So it has nothing to do with birthing a child. And this is the very, very important part here. Parenting has nothing to do with making babies. It has nothing to do with birthing a baby. It has nothing to do with the parents. We kind of see parenting, put it all in one melting pot, and it's the parents' problem. It's the parents' issue. It's the parents' thing to deal with. And parents are left alone, not knowing what to do, in complete survival mode, trying to handle their own stuff. And now they've got this moral obligation and this legal obligation to look for their child. So what I was saying in the introduction about people using that word to kind of remove their accountability from the concept of parenting, this is where it lies. It's actually in the definition of what parenting is. Everybody who comes in contact with a child is responsible for their parenting, is part of the parenting. Even if you don't even realize that the child is looking at you, that you didn't even know there was a child in the room or around you at the time, you have had a direct impact on this child's life. And so we need to look at this much more seriously. Oh, of course, I'm going to be talking more about the North American approach to parenting. There are quite a lot of different areas where they really understand what parenting is, and everybody is involved, the entire village. When I say the village, I don't just mean like a physical village, but everybody, the surroundings, the entourage, the environment is involved in every child's life. And you can see the impact in a positive way that has on it. So this is the key. If you can remember anything that I'm going to be talking about today, the key word is parenting has nothing to do with the parents. They do have a role in it, obviously. They are the main characters, aside from the child, they are the main supporting characters of parenting, but it doesn't end with the biological parents. And to be able to look at the bigger picture, let's define what a family looks like now. It's no longer that portrait that we had from 400 years ago. Mother, father, children, dog, cat, horses, you know, whatever. It's not that picture anymore, the so-called traditional family portrait that we have of, you know, mother, father, son, daughter, because you have to have one of each. You know, that's not what a family is, especially nowadays. That doesn't even, it doesn't describe a family properly. There is different family portraits, and none of them are wrong. So let's remember that. None of them are wrong. As long as the child is supported and given the love and affection that they need to be able to develop from infancy to adulthood, there's no such thing as a bad family portrait. And we know this because you can go with a traditional family portrait and the child be absolutely miserable, neglected and everything. So it has nothing to do with the portrait. So looking at what a family portrait is, it's not just mother, father, children, or we can extend it to the grandparents, auntie, uncle, siblings. We do have the biological family portrait that people tend to look at still, but we could also go with such a broader range, and we need to look at them, especially when we work in the field of early childhood education or anybody who's involved with children. We have to look at the bigger picture. So we could look at the nuclear families. We could look at adoptive families. There's some children who are adopted or even foster care. There's some children that are raised by their siblings. They are raised by their neighbors. They're raised by a good family friend. There's some communities, the communities that I came from. You had your mother, the biological mother, and everybody else are aunties. And the whole concept, and when I say that the family portrait picture is so broad, aunties, no matter what connection they had to the parents, became the mother if the parents could no longer take care of the children. So aunties would take on other people's children like they were their own, no questions asked, no matter how long it would take for the parents to get their stuff together. Aunties were there, and that's what I grew up with. So looking at the traditional family portrait for me was so odd, and I am a Canadian, I'm from Canada, so it was so funny to me growing up looking at this picture perfect family portrait, looking at how miserable these families were when I was considered the one that had the miserable childhood, but I was always cared for. It wasn't necessarily by my parents, but I was always cared for. So it's really interesting when you're looking at it, don't look at just your demographics, because even that family picture is distorted depending on your reality. So, you know, you've got the single parent portrait, family portrait, you've got the co-parenting family portrait, you have the same sex, you know, you have such a broad, picture that we cannot overlook. We've got step parents. I grew up with step parents when step parents were not a thing. So it just seems like my entire childhood, I was just an alien to the society in general, just because I had divorced parents, there were step parents, there were aunties. Nobody knew what to do with me. And I felt that as a child, teachers didn't know, the neighbors, when neighbors used to chime in on how to raise a child. They used to act as parents when you were out of line playing in the neighborhood. They had no idea what to do with me, my sister. We were aliens. And that's still going on today. I'm not going to say how old I am, but it really is still going on. So the family portrait is whatever the reality is for that child, and nobody has the right to judge that. Everybody has a different family portrait. And there's no such thing as a wrong family portrait as long as it works in the favor of the child. The child is the center of that family, then they're doing great. We have to also look at the fact that family is the first social contact that a baby has. We're not born with social cues. We're not born with the requirements of how we're supposed to behave in society. And so it is our first social contact. So whatever a child is subject to from birth for the first 2 years is what's going to define how they're going to interact with the outside world. So we need to put special attention on the family portrait and give them the support that they need, no matter what that looks like, whatever their needs are. It's not up to us to decide what's best for the child. The parents know what is best for their child. We need to support them through that and not ever make them doubt their abilities as parents. That is something that we're doing wrong as well. So, looking at the bigger picture of parenting, when you're talking to somebody about parenting, when somebody wants to coach you on parenting, if they're not mentioning neighbors, if they're not mentioning the grandparents, if they're not mentioning the family that's overseas, if they're not mentioning the school, and I'm not just talking teachers here. Sorry. I'm not in my house today. I didn't even know people had landlines still. So yes, that is a phone ringing in the background. That surprised me. All right. So yes, we do have a landline here. So if your parenting coach or the book that you're reading on parenting is not mentioning any of this, and I was saying it's not just the teachers. We're talking about whoever comes through in the schools, that's part of the school system. It could be the superintendent that comes in, it could be the school district, the ministry, the department of whatever government you're from has a direct impact on your child. So when I talk about accountability here, everybody is accountable when it comes to a child. We're talking about friends, we're talking about their doctors, the specialists that you're dealing with, the dentist, the anybody that comes through in contact with your child. It could even be the idiot at the grocery store parking lot who's having a little hissy fit that your child saw through the car window. There is an impact. They have an impact on your child, and us as the idiots in the parking lot need to understand that as well. Whatever stuff we're going through, it's not that child's fault, so don't make it the child's fault. All right. So this is, I'm not going to spend a lot of time about parenting because, like I said, it's an overused word. It's losing its value. It's losing its importance. So we need to put the importance back on what that actually is. And parenting has nothing to do with the biological parents, because a lot of the times the biological parents are not able to parent their child. It is everybody. You who are watching this right now have been in contact with a child at some point in your life. You have seen a child sometime today had an impact on that child's life. So we do need to be more mindful of the way that we behave, and we can always dump it on the parents. Well, it's up to them to teach them the morals and blah, 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 blah. Yes, they are doing a great job. But in the world that we are today, the parents need the support. They can't do it alone. They can't keep justifying the idiots in the grocery store parking lots. And so be mindful that every time there's a child in your area, in around your peripheral, you are part of their parenting and you are accountable for that. So smile, give them that chance. Whatever it is that you were not able to get as a child, it's your time to shine. It doesn't mean that you have to befriend that child. It doesn't mean that you have to, put money aside for their college fund. Nothing like that. It just means be a decent human being when you're around a child. And when you're seeing children having meltdowns or breakdowns in a public place, start by not judging the parents. If you have are a parent, and every parent will vouch for that, every time a parent sees somebody else's child have a meltdown in a public place, the first thing that comes to mind is, thank God that's not my child. Most people will say, oh, how horrible of a parent are they? They have their child. They're like, so my parents would never, I would never let my children embarrass me like that. Their children are not embarrassing you. They need something and you're not listening to them. So instead of judging the parents, you don't know what the parents is going through. You don't know if the child has underlying issues that could cause meltdowns. You could have been the one who provoked the meltdown. So stop judging the parents and instead ask them if there's anything that you can do to help. If they say no, that's fine. You don't need to go up there and say, know it all. I'll teach you how to parent your child. No, say, are you okay? Do you need a minute? Don't take strangers' kids. I'm not saying that at all, but just even just a reassuring smile to say, it's okay. I understand. Stop judging parents. You don't know what they're going through. You don't know what the child is going through, and you don't know what role you had to play with this. So keep that in mind. Keep you in check. Some people don't like what I have to say, but that's why I say the beginning with the ego and the pride aside, it has nothing to do with you. And you are part of parenting. If you're part of a community, if you live in a neighborhood, you have a direct impact on the parenting of every child in the area. So keep that in mind. And let's put it out there for people who are using parenting willy-nilly. I don't think I've ever used that word before, but okay, let's go with it today. Willy-nilly. For those of you who use the term so loosely, put them in check and say parenting is not that easy. So let's put it out there. Let's help the parents. Let's give them the support that they need. And the most important thing of all is, let's start by saying that every family portrait is the right family portrait. Let's stop defining what that should look like because there is no such thing as a perfect family portrait. So I will leave you with that. Again, don't forget to like, subscribe, and follow whichever channel you are listening or watching from. Be sure to have a look at the Self-Esteem Doctor Online Academy for great resources for self-esteem confidence. There's some workshops in there that are absolutely wonderful on changing your positive mindset for your child to help you as a parent as well to pass that on to your child. And don't forget to reach out whenever you do need some help. If you have any questions, all of my information is on are all on my platforms. I am a real person. I do answer my own emails and I do answer messages unless you're clearly trying to waste my time. I'm going to put it out there as well. So stay safe, stay awesome, and always reach out whenever you need to. We'll talk soon.